Shavuot says, so the Torah in this week's parasha continues the halachos of Tzaras, and specifically one of the really dramatic sections is the section of Tzaras HaBayis, Tzaras of the home. So here the Torah says this is introduced to us in Perek Yud Dalid, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, it's Revi. So the Pasuk says as follows, Vayidaber Shem Moshe v'Aron Neymar, Ki Sabol Eretz Kenan Asher Ani Nosein Lochem Lachuza, V'nasati Nega Tzaras Bebeis Eretz Achuzaschem. So Hashem Baruch Hu says to Moshe Aaron, tell the people that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, that I'm going to give to you as an eternal, right, as an eternal portion, I will place an affliction of Tzaras in your homes. Uba Asher Lo HaBayis, the Kohen, and the one who owns the home will come to the Kohen. Leimor kanega nira li babayis. Will come to the Kohen, they'll say to the Kohen, I think that there's a nega in my bayis, in my home. And then ultimately the Torah goes on to detail the entire process for Tzaras HaBatin. And Rav Shem Shinofal Hirsch says something so beautiful. He says that if you look at this pasuk, so there seems to be an extraneous phrase, right? The pasuk says that what's going to happen when you come to the land, v'nasati nega tzaras v'beis eretz achuzaschem. I'm going to give you a nega tzaras, I might give you a nega in your home. And then the pasuk says, uba asher lo habayis, and the one who owns the home will come to the kohen. Okay, meaning who else is coming to the kohen? I'm not coming to the kohen from my neighbor's house. Right? I'm not coming to the Kohen from my cousin's house. Obviously, the person who's going to come to the Kohen is the owner of the home. Why does the Torah feel it necessary to include that phrase, Uba Asher Lo Habai? So again, it could be on a technical level that the Torah Kedosh is teaching us a halacha. And the halacha is that you cannot come for tzaras for someone else's home. That might be the halacha over here, that you have to come, you're calling on for your own home. So Rav Shem Shinofal Hirsch says something so beautiful. I want to quote this to you. He says, obviously, like on a hashkafic level, because we know that even though these halachos of Tzaras do not apply today, in other words, we don't have these halachos, but nevertheless, there's incredible messages. Hachet shebiglalo boim negoi batim huchet ha'anochius. Says Rav Shem Shinofal Hirsch something absolutely amazing. Why does a person get Tzaras of the home? What does it mean to have a nega babayis? It's a result of the sin of egocentricity. Anochios, ukefi shemadgish hapasuk, asher lo habayis. Says Rav Shem Shinofal Hirsch something so incredibly beautiful. When does a person get tzaras babayis? When does the home become compromised? When does the person become compromised? Uba asher lo habayis. If my home is whose? If my home is only mine, asher lo habayis. If my bias is only about me. That's when there's Tzaras HaBayis. Shemiyached beiso rakli atzmo. Umistager milavo leezras hazulos. Says the Shana Shofar, something so beautiful. What is nega Tzaras HaBayis? What is Tzaras HaBayis? Tzaras HaBayis comes about when a person says, Asher lo HaBayis. My home is mine. What does it mean, my home is mine? You see, sometimes we go through life and we feel that if we do a cost-benefit analysis when giving to the other, that if I give to the other, ultimately, there's less for me. And that's true in everything. If I give my money to someone else, there's less money for me. But leaving money aside, when I give of myself, there's less for me. Right? If I give of myself to someone else, there's less time for me. If I give of my kochos to someone else, there's less of my kochos for me. And unfortunately, that could lead to an incredible life of egocentricity. And the greatest sin that the Jew could commit, says Rav Shem Shinofal Hirsch, is the sin of egocentricity. When life becomes all about me, and I both say, you know, it's very easy to become very heilig in your egocentricity. Because what could a person say to themselves? I need to build up myself. It's not that I'm selfish. I just need to build up me. I need to make myself stronger. And that's true. But the Jew is all about living in the world of simultaneity. I have to build myself up while simultaneously going ahead and building up the other. There is no such thing as working on myself to the exclusion of the other. There is no such thing as building myself to the exclusion of building my community, my people, my mishpacha, my am, my world. And therefore, says Rav Shem Shinofal Hirsch, that's what's unfolding over here. Uba asher lo habayis. Let's say, if my home represents the totality of myself, right? My home represents me. My home is a reflection of me. Uba asher lo habayis. But if your home only belongs to you, then you have to look in the mirror, you have to come to the coin, and you have to say, Kanega nira li babayis. There's a nega in my home. What's the nega in my home? Because a home that is only dedicated to the service of the self and not to the service of the other is a home that is afflicted ultimately with negoim. And I will say this is incredibly important because Emir Hashem, we'll talk about more about Pesach next week. But you know, again, I've said this many a time, but it warrants repetition. You know, we come to the Seder, and in Halach Ma'anya, the first thing we say in Halach Ma'anya is what? Kol dichvin yesei v'yechol, kol ditzrich yesei v'yifsach. Right? Whoever needs to come, let them come. Right? Now again, what kind of invitation that is, what it means, okay, that's not for now. I always say at the end of the day, what we're saying is, the most incredible demonstration of freedom is the ability to be there for the other, is the ability to help the other, is the ability ultimately to become a selfless human being. Yes, we have to find ways to build ourselves up, but every single day we also have to ask ourselves, what are we doing for the people around us? Because if I live a life of asher lo habayis, if my bayis, the totality of me, is just for me, unfortunately, kenega nira li babayis. The Rabbi says, you know what the halacha is by tzara sabatim? What do you do if there's a nega in your home? You scrape down the walls. You don't have to knock it down initially. You just have to scrape down the walls, replaster them, and rebuild. Even if there's a nega in the bayis right now. Even if right now I'm living a life of asher lo habayis, it's never too late to scrape down. It's never too late to go ahead and rebuild. It's never too late to build a brand new bayis that is not just dedicated to me, to building myself, but is ultimately dedicated to building those around me as well.